Racist NFL narrative dealt vicious blow as three black QBs get drafted, white QB falls out of first round. By Dylan Gwynn on April 28, 2023. Over the years, we've all been told by our virtue-signaling elites in the mainstream sports media that the NFL has a racial bias against black QBs. Well, that narrative had a very tough day on Thursday. Mere hours before Commissioner Roger Goodell initiated the start of the 2023 NFL Draft, NFL media's Ian Rappaport reported that the Baltimore Ravens had made their MVP QB Lamar Jackson, who is black, the highest-paid player in the NFL. That alone would have been a devastating blow to the narrative that the NFL hates black QBs. But it gets worse, worse for the liberal sports media, better for us. The Carolina Panthers drafted Alabama QB Bryce Young, who is black, with the first overall pick. Then, with the second pick, the Houston Texans also drafted a black QB, Ohio State's C.J. Stroud, and two picks later. The Colts shocked much of the football-watching world when they selected Florida's Anthony Richardson, who is, wait for it, black. The Colts pick was especially telling given that many prognosticators thought Indianapolis would select Kentucky's Will Levis, who is white, with that pick. And, of course, lest we forget, all of this follows last year's Super Bowl, where two black quarterbacks faced off for the first time. So, what will come of this? Will ESPN announce that we have turned the corner? Will they celebrate the NFL entering a post-racial era of black QB evaluation and success? It doesn't seem so. A quick glance at ESPN, CBS Sports, and NBC Sports homepages reveals no articles even mentioning the great night for black QBs, much less celebrating that success. Why? Because when perpetual and perpetuating racism is your business, yesterday was not a success. Success is the opposite of what they claim to support. The media claims they want black QBs to be paid more, drafted higher, and reach new heights of success. Instead, as evidenced by the deafening silence about what happened yesterday to Lamar Jackson, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, and Anthony Richardson, we see that they would much rather have the issue of supposed racism against black QBs than have proof of the absence of racism against black QBs. Which should tell you all you need to know about the people telling you the news.